It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Calling all young anglers, the Rotary Club of Truckee invites kids 12 and under to the Fishing Derby this Saturday, June 20th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Coldstream Pond, just behind Donner Memorial State Park. This free event is a great way for families to enjoy the outdoors and introduce kids to the fun of fishing. Sign up in advance at the Mountain Hardware and Sports Donner Pass location, then bring your poles and join local experts and the Rotary Club for a morning of fishing and family fun. The Truckee River is in excellent shape heading into the second half of June. Flows are running at around 248 CFS out of Tower City, 270 CFS through Truckee, 322 CFS through Glenshire, and 775 CFS near Farad. Healthy flows and excellent water clarity make for favorable wading conditions from Tower City to the Nevada state line. Water temperatures are gradually warming, making early mornings and evenings the most productive times to target trout. Expect strong insect activity throughout the day, including pale morning duns, yellow sallies, green drakes, and caddis, providing consistent opportunities for both nymph and dry fly fishing. For the best results, fish natural deep runs, pockets, and structure. Ant patterns are also proving effective as trout take advantage of terrestrial insects along the river. While fish can be found throughout the river, the most consistent action has been reported from the Glenshire section through the canyon. The Little Truckee River continues to fish well. Flows holding steady at around 304 CFS between Stampede and Boca Reservoirs. The water clarity remains excellent and wading conditions are favorable throughout much of the river. As a tailwater fishery, water temperatures are staying consistent in the low to mid 50s, providing healthy conditions for trout throughout the day. You can expect a mix of pale morning duns, midges, and green drakes hatching during the morning and evening hours. With green drakes becoming more prominent as the day winds down, indicator nymphing and dry fly fishing are producing results. Nymph anglers are finding success in deeper pools using patterns such as zebra midges, San Juan worms, glow bugs, and other small tractor flies. While dry fly fishing, you will see the fish rise during hatch periods. And with the recent trout spawn wrapping up, you still need to be mindful of spawning beds and avoid disturbing any visible reds. Fish are well distributed throughout the river system thanks to the elevated flows. Both the upper and lower sections of the Little Truckee are providing consistent opportunities. You might need to adjust your tactics to changing conditions throughout the day. A word from our sponsor, Mountain Hardware and Sports. Looking for the perfect Father's Day gift or an excuse to treat yourself? June 19th through the 21st, stop by any Mountain Hardware and Sports location and purchase a 5-gallon bucket for just $5. Then fill it up and receive 20% off everything that fits inside. Whether Dad loves fishing, grilling, tackling projects around the house, or adding another must-have gadget to the collection, you'll find plenty to pack into your bucket. Don't miss the Father's Day bucket sale happening June 19th through the 21st at Mountain Hardware and Sports. Donner Lake remains at full capacity, with water temperatures holding into the low to mid-50s. Shore anglers continue to find success targeting rainbow trout along the west end of the lake, using power bait, worms, and a variety of spinners. Mackinac fishing remains productive as fish continue cruising relatively shallow depths between 40 and 70 feet. The kokanee fishing has also improved in recent weeks. They're feeding aggressively despite being on the smaller side, so if you're targeting kokanee, focus around China Cove and troll flashers or hoochies behind 40 and 60 feet for the best opportunity. Boca Reservoir is currently full, and the fishing is best before the boat traffic. If you're shore fishing, you'll find success near the dam using spinners, power bait, and worms, while fly fishing continue to report quality fish around the Little Truckee River Inlet. The kokanee bite remains fair, though most fish are still relatively small. You can target kokanee by trolling wedding rings behind flashers while covering water and searching for active schools. Stampede Reservoir continues to provide improving fishing opportunities as water temperatures settle into the mid-50s. Kokanee fishing is steadily gaining momentum, with fish becoming increasingly aggressive and responding well to the pink or orange hoochies fished behind Dodgers. The most productive areas remain around the Sage Hen and Little Truckee inlets, with kokanee holding in 40 to 60 feet of water. For rainbow trout, you'll find steady action trolling Rapalas, while shore anglers are catching fish on spinners, worms, and power bait. Most kokanee are still averaging 8 to 10 inches, but should continue growing throughout the summer. Prosser Reservoir remains full, with water temperatures climbing into the mid-50s. Trout fishing has been productive near the north end of the lake. You'll find success with power bait and small spoons. Bass fishing is also beginning to heat up as fish move into shallow water and take advantage of the warming temperatures. If you're targeting bass, focus on weed edges, structure, and warming pockets of water where the fish are actively feeding. Soft plastics rigged wacky style or on jig heads continue to produce the most consistent results. Your local 101.5 Fishing Report is brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston to purchase all of your fishing essentials and to get advice on where to head out in the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website at mountainhardwareandsports.com. That was your 101.5 Fishing Report. Stream anytime on demand at truckeetowelradio.com or on Spotify, Apple, or your favorite podcast provider. Just search KTKE.